The chimes are the times, and the music for your soul, your kind of radio.
The Dark Side with Madame Ravencroft, Canada's only gothic mainstream radio program and only found on 98.5 CKWR.
Your kind of music, all day, all night, right here on your one and only station.
Waterloo Region's alternative music source, we are 98.5 CKWR.
Warning, the following program may include songs containing strong coarse language, sexual references or religious critique. Listener discretion is highly advised.
This is The Dark Side with Madame Ravencroft on 98.5 CKWR.
Thank you. Tamara Ravencroft, The Dark Side, 98.5 CKWR.
To our second hour here on the Dark Side with Madam Ravencroft, only to be found on 98.5 CKWR in the wonderful city of Kitchener, Ontario, Canada, serving the communities of Waterloo Region. Gothic radio would bite, sink your teeth into it. We just listened in our far tri-set of the evening at the top of the hour, Dutch goth rock band Zymox with Obsession from their 1989 album Twist of Shadows, followed by goth pop rock horror punk Vancouver band Nim Vin, Freedom by Insanity, with their song The 21st Century off the 2009 album The Stillness Illness. Then spinning down the set list, we had another Dutch band, Within Temptation, and Mother Earth from their 2000 album Mother Earth. There are so many Dutch and German goth bands. Canada really needs to bump up our bevy of equally gothic and dark wave talented bands onto the world stage. I know we have that talent out there. It just needs to be dug up. See what I did there? So Eva, this little statuette is the source of our discomfort and disorientation.
It is Lady Ravencroft. I have an idea though.
The floor is yours.
It's the grand.
Figure of speech. What's your ideal, please?
Items that are possessed also tend to inhabit an entity powering it.
Most times, yes, but items can be imprinted with a curse without a life force empowering it from within.
I sense there is a rudimentary intelligence within this totem.
You have my attention.
I believe it can be reached. It may be reasoned with.
Very well. Let's try the dialogue option first. Eva, open up a psionic channel with the entity spirit within this artifact.
Attempting a psionic link. My theory was correct. There is a mystical controller within it.
Inform the entity that it has inadvertently infected us with a magical infliction of chaotic magical parasitism. It needs to retract the blight post-haste.
Informing it now. It is sorry. It felt under attack by me. I have informed it that it came upon Darkmere-controlled territory. That I am the gatekeeper when you, the madam, isn't present.
Very well. Request that it retract the curse that it has levied upon us. Disengage that curse immediately.
It has been told. It is severing the magical curse link. It has been discontinued. We are no longer infected. It is being truthful. My internal functionality has been restored. I'm in full control of myself.
As do I feel a whole lot better. Ask it as to why did it appear in this sector of the world, just outside the gates of Gothopolis Cemetery.
Engaging. It is seeking Lori Lai.
Well, that explains it. The totem can't just mill itself, so it manifests it closest to the area to where it senses the source, Lorelei. That explains Celine's sudden appearance as well. Artifacts to supernatural and paranormal are seeking her out. Tell it Lorelei is here, but on the Darkmere's indigenous realm plane. It will have to wait until the Darkmere wavers back to its natural realm.
Or it can be carried over by staying at the Spectral Mansion.
Good thinking. Make that happen. Take the totem back to the mansion during break. Alert Lorelei that she has another visitor seeking her out.
Will do. It feels good to be myself again.
Speak for yourself. I'm just glad I don't have to invest in diapers. That would be embarrassing.
I'm glad we didn't have to destroy it. I'd rather we diplomatically resolve things.
As do I, but not everything can be resolved through conversing. But let's first take up future encounters with diplomacy optioned first.
I would like that. Not everything should be killed or maimed. We should always try to understand what we don't understand.
So true. At least we now know why Gothopolis Cemetery is being visited so often. It is a natural nexus point closest to Lorelei, and thus it is pulsing out a signal, attracting everything magical and such under the sun to it. Anyways, we need to get back to the show. Eva, what is scheduled with our fifth tri-set of the evening, please?
Next up on the dark side, we have Zeraphine, Abbotsford, British Columbia Band You Say Party. We Say Die and the Lords of the New Church.
Very good. By the way, what do I do with this magic mirror?
Keep it. It will allow me to communicate with you through it and show you things I need to show when I can't just present it in a more immediate physical manner.
Kind of like a communicative view and screen combination. I really am turning to Betty Thompson. What's it called?
Give it a technical name. I'm sure it will adapt to it wonderfully.
Okay, sounds good. We shall see you all after the next set. This is 98.5 CKWR, and you're tuned into the dark side. Madam Ravencroft, out. I'll see you later. Nice mirror. I see Cindy and Greg, Marcia and Jan.
The Gothic Empress of Waterloo Region can be reached directly by email at Madam Ravencroft, all one word, he at the end of madam, at gmail.com. Her internet home can be found on Facebook at www.facebook.com/MadamRavencroft.
This is The Dark Side with Madam Ravencroft on 98.5 CKWR.
Waterloo Region's alternative music source. We are 98.5 CKWR.
To read your words from the lips in your eyes, from the depths. desert in my mind, and I'm craving for your touch, for an unexpected sign. Can you feel my frozen tears? Can you see more than I've ever seen? Oh, how should I start? How should it end? When I'm chained to toxic skies, what does it matter if I go the end of the world passing us by? On the sterile floor, visions are clearing. I couldn't stand them anymore. And your eyes are open, you're staring at the door. And I wave my last goodbye to you. The lights are fading away again. How should I start? How should it end? When I'm chained to toxic skies, what does it matter if I go the end of the world's passing us by? How should I start? How should it end? When I'm chained to toxic skies, what does it matter if I go the end of the world's passing us by?
Tamara Ravencroft, The Dark Side, 98.5 CKWR.
Bye. video games train the kids for war. Only she can have fashion stores. Life orders done their job. This is filled while the rich still love.
Assassination politics. Violence rules within our nation's midst. Well, ignorance is their power too. You only know what they want you to know. The television cannot lie. Controlling media is smoke screen ads. Nuclear politicians, picture show. The acting's lousy, but the blind don't know. So fear when you're all alone. They're gonna get you when you're on your own. The silence of conspiracy. Slaughter on and on to all apathy. You gotta wake up from your sleep. Cause we can hear it up 6 feet deep.
Madam Ravencroft, the Gothic Empress. Well, once a goth, always a goth. And this is The Dark Side on 98.5 CKWR, real community radio. We just heard from German goth rock band Seraphine with Toxic Skies, a selection from their 2006 album Still. Its second musician was British Columbia's indie rock dance punk band You Say Party, formerly You Say Party, We Say Die, Eva.
Got it.
With Dark Days off their 2009 Triple X album. Then we finished the set with post-punk, punk rock, new wave goth rock band The Lords of the New Church and lead singer Steve Bettors with Open Your Eyes from their premier 1982 album, The Lords of the New Church. Your return is exceptionally upon me, Eva. Did you return the Tiki Idol to the Spectral Mansion?
Yes. I placed it in the conservatory right in front of the large waterfall fountain. I'll let Lorelei know when she comes to pick up supplies later.
Good. I really do hope that you have not permanently damaged my bladder.
It was a tad bit chilly. Don't be a sucky baby.
Eva, I came into the world wearing diapers. I don't want to be leaving it wearing them too. So yes, I'm concerned.
I told you I'm back in control. I'm not radiating cold waves any longer, but let me do a quick check just in case.
What weird is happening? Eva, what are you doing behind me?
I'm checking to see if you're still leaking.
Will you get away from there? Get away from me. You're making me nervous. Eva, stop sniffing around my back there. If you're that interested in my backside, we can test how sensitive your aromatic senses are.
What's that? What are aromatic senses?
Keep loitering back there and you'll soon find out.
Did something die in there?
It's my pooter.
Disgusting!
No, it's my pooter gadget. I've been waiting to use this for a long while.
Oh, you're starting to scare me.
Good, and don't be sniffing around back doors. You might not like what comes out of them. You could be just as bad as Winston at times.
I smell something bad.
Eva, do we have a problem with our short-term memory? I said it was my pooter.
I do smell something. It's really bad.
So do I. I think I know what it is.
What? Mortimer decaying away behind a gravestone.
Hey, I'm the one with the snarky comedy quips. No, it's a passing skunk. Look.
What a weird, if not revolting, smell.
What? You never came across a skunk before?
Not really.
So you're telling me the 50 years that you left the She Collective and decided to be a fairy out to explore the world and you never crossed paths with a skunk?
No.
Eva, you're goofing around with me. You're emitting the smell.
He who smelt it, dealt it.
I hate you. Don't prank me. You're making my hair curl.
I wanted to make you panic thinking you lost control of your...
Hey, we can't say that on radio. You want to get me into trouble? Let's get back to the show. Who are next to play the band Skull? Please, Eva.
Queuing up, we have Razorblade Kisses, The Cure, which you need to deal with what is leaking out of you, Tamara. Plus, we have Edmonton, Alberta's Zombie Girl.
Watch when you need help. I'll just ignore you. Anyways, let's jump right into that. This is The Dark Side, only heard on 98.5 CKWR, and we shall see you one more time before we retire the show for another week. Check you out later.
Gothic Empress of Waterloo Region can be reached directly by email at Madam Ravencroft, all one word, e@madam@gmail.com. Her internet home can be found on Facebook at www.facebook.com/MadamRavencroft.
Music with Bite. You're listening to The Dark Side with Madam Ravencroft on 98.5 CKWR. Just like heaven.
You're listening to only the best radio station in the world. No, the universe.
Appreciating our community and thanking them for supporting us for nearly half a century, this is 98.5 CKWR.
It's a pretty doll, dressed in wet tonight. It's the witching hour in the dead of night. Come on, pretty doll, dance away with me. If you're still asleep, let me in your dream. Little pretty doll, tell me little tales of your fantasy, of your little friends. Come on, pretty doll, getting bored of you. Do you hate me now? Tell me what to do. Come on, pretty doll, getting
Tamara Ravencroft, The Dark Side, 98.5 CKWR.
All the faces, all the voices.
90s now. This is 98.5 CKWR, and I'm listening. Wait, you're listening to The Dark Side. Yeah, that sounds better. I'm the hottest hostess this side of the supernatural. I'm Madame Ravencroft.
Okay, Mara.
Hey, you. Only Carl Andrews calls me Mara.
Just playing with you.
Sure you are. These days I can't tell. I gotta keep up my toes with you. We just heard from Edmonton's contribution to the Canadian goth scene with electro-industrial, industrial-rock, electro-goth music artist Zombie Girl with Gonna Getcha from her 2007 freshman album Blood, Brains, and Rock and Roll. Then rolling back to the mid-Q song, we had the classic goth band The Cure and Charlotte Sometimes, released on their 1993 Paris album. Then we started off our last tri-set of the evening with Southampton, UK, goth rock band Razorblade Kisses with Ballerina from their 2004 mini album, Untitled. Well, that's it. The show unfortunately has come to an end for another week. Sorry. I've enjoyed having you here, though, as did the Night Shift crew. Right, Eva?
Yeah. We love you joining us each and every week.
Hopefully, you will return back here next week. Please don't make me beg.
I don't think you need to do that. These are pretty chill gravelings and, well, goths hang together right, supporting one another.
Well, we do hang, usually upside down from the tops of the ceilings of abandoned places. Hey, that's what vampires do. That's how we roll. Yes, on average, but not always. Goths do support other goths when they are doing things for the entirety of Gotham.
Isn't it time for Ravencroft's words of wise wisdom?
Right. This week I leave you with this tidbit of logic and reason. It is true that time heals all wounds, but it is also a great trainer for you to learn about the subtle, the obvious, and the purposely hidden lessons one needs to study and incorporate, of the good and the bad, which comes into our lives to help better refine us, to grant us rare opportunities to tweak and fine-tune who we are and what we are to evolve into as we live our lives. How we study what we went through can decide where we go in life, or risk seeing more adversity and complexities to befuddle our path in the future as we replicate similar problems that tripped us up the first time. Try to pay heed to that which is trying to help us succeed. Experience is a great master while we heal. Don't squander the opportunity.
That's enough to make me cry. If I knew how to cry.
Want a hanky?
No, I'm fine.
Good. So with that, I gently usher you out of Gothopolis Cemetery. We shall see you in roughly 6 days and 22 hours. Look out for each other, keep the peace, be polite and kind, and always stay sinfully delicious. Leading us out, we have the White Witch herself, Stevie Nicks, with Sorcerer, with Cheryl Crow from her 2001 album, Trouble in Shangri-La. See you back here next week, my groovy gravelings. Take care and goodbye.
Incidental music for The Dark Side was composed and performed by Bear McCreary, Mark van der Meulen, and Lorena McKennett.
If you're a Canadian goth rock, dark wave, cold wave, dream pop, post-punk, pagan pop or new wave band who've been trying hard and wish to break into the music industry, but just need a little push to hopefully be noticed, the Gothic Empress herself welcomes you to submit a high-quality MP3, along with a short bio of you or your band to her email address at madamravencroft@gmail.com. Just make sure care and attention is focused on vocal clarity and that your instrumentals are crisp and in balance with your foreground vocals. That no profanity, misogyny, anti-LGBTQ+, racism, violence-promoting or sexual content are to be found within the lyrics. Be also aware that your song might not be played if any of these complexities are embodied within your song. Understand that Madam Ravencroft, The Dark Side, and 98.5 CKW are not obligated, nor will there be any financial compensation for the playing of your song. Hopefully, we can help in a way in making you a star, and ultimately putting Waterloo Region and the Canadian nation on the world stage. Take care and good luck.
I'm tired. I'm thirsty. I'm wild-eyed. My misery, yeah, yeah. Timeless in your finery, hey, hey. It's a high price for your luxury.
High price.